get out to kura and to primary schools who were doing a really great job of managing bullying, so much so that they were kind of seen as leading in the sector. They really had incidences of bullying and were seen as really positive schools in their community. So we wanted to get out there and learn their secrets. So the team went out and spent time in these five kura across the country. They were a mix of kura and primary schools. So when I say kura, I just mean schools generally, including kura. But we got out there and spent time with whānau, spent time speaking with students, spent time talking with teachers and people who were kind of in and out of the kura or the school on a daily, weekly basis. And so after all of these conversations, and we literally spoke with hundreds of people over a good year, we discovered some things. And look, this won't be a surprise to you, Claudette. I don't think anything that we've found is surprising, but it's really worth remembering. So, number one, that in all of these kura, knowing, respecting, and responding to each of their students' needs was a really key thing. And this was awesome because some kura was bigger and smaller than others. So each student felt like they were known, they were seen, they were understood, they were respected. That was a common theme. Number two, the leadership in these spaces modelled the behaviour that we all talk about. So what the tamariki observed were the teachers and the school leaders and the whānau emulating all of the values, emulating the behaviour that they themselves are asked to hold themselves up to. So they saw that modelled on a daily basis. The other surprising finding was even in places that weren't kura kaupapa Māori, a really common thing that we saw was that there was this kind of daily practice of tikanga and use of te reo. So that had a real impact on the way that the kura or the school kind of practiced inclusiveness. There was also a clear embracing of diversity and humanity in all of its forms, and that was through all kinds of things. Sharing of culture was a commonplace thing, the kind of embracing of difference. And in the kura kaupapa that I was lucky enough to go along and visit, there were at least five or six students with special needs who were literally just part of the whānau. You know, I observed young people with, you know, neurodiverse issues and challenges just kind of moving in and out of their classroom space. None of the other kids batted an eyelid. It was just completely normal that these young people were self-managing. Really, really cool environment. But most importantly of all, when there was an incident that looked like bullying or a child reported an incident of bullying, it was dealt with super quick. There was no mucking around. The process was fair. It was transparent. Whānau were included in working things through. So a super responsive system. So no rocket science there, Claudette, just really, really good practice. So we're hoping that through their experience, we might begin to have broader conversations across Aotearoa.
In terms of the definition of bullying, what is that? Because it can differ from kura to kura, from school to school, but it can also differ from whānau to whānau as well. So was that brought up at all?
So kids talked about, so the question that was asked of whānau participating and kids participating was, what does it take to make you feel respected, connected, included, and celebrated? So those that we kind of took the positive spin. But certainly when students were talking about what bullying was, they talked about takahi mana. They talked about some whānau talked about their children feeling diminished, their, you know, in their kind of heart and in their puku. Others talked about not being respected. So in many of the conversations, people talked about an absence of things, or this notion of takahi was really commonly referred to.
In terms of kura kaupapa and in terms of mana enhancing and our reo and our acceptance of being who we are as Māori and embracing all of that, can we say then, is there is there a sense that perhaps there is less bullying at Kura than at Kura Auraki, or is that too much of a generalisation, or is that a generalisation rather than too much of one?
I think that is a generalisation. I mean, we went to one Kura out of all of the sites that we visited, and certainly I was impressed off my socks at the way in which the Kura managed itself and just the beautiful culture. I mean, to see a principal having skateboard races with the kids at lunchtime, to actually see whānau moving in and out of the Kura who were not fluent, but still felt comfortable. I mean, those are all the little indicators. To see kids sharing their kai as a kind of natural thing, to see kids self-managing in a playground as a kind of natural thing. Like, these are all the indicators of a healthy culture, which I think if we are true to our values as Māori, that's the opportunity. But, you know, we're all in a varying state of comfort, around our values as Māori. Most of us, me included, we're all a work in progress when it comes to living our values on a day-to-day basis.
And then, you know, you talked about connection and engagement with the whānau and with the hapori, with the wider hapori. Was there a difference between those large schools, not necessarily those large schools because they are in town, versus those smaller schools, and not necessarily because they might be rural based, but is there an ability for the smaller schools to be more connected and engaged with their whānau and their hapori than, say, some of the larger ones?
So this was a common thing that we saw across these five schools. And some were large and some were small and some were kind of very urban and others were quite rural, was that the freedom of movement of the hapori, wider hapori, in and out of the school as a kind of, you know, just part of the week, just part of the day, that was a really clear finding, and it popped right out as something that stood out for all of these particular kura. Even for to hear a child acknowledge or mihi to a community member coming in to undertake a particular task, the fact that the bus driver knew every child by name. I mean, you know, these are all indicators of a really healthy culture where people actually have these valued and respected relationships in play, and it's just normal.
And then those who have really found their space within the kura, was there an indication that more tauira Māori had a sense of belonging more than tauira tauiwi, as an example? Was there any ethnic breakdown?
So that was the cool thing about these particular kura. Like, some of the students that we spoke to had come from other schools where they didn't feel that same level of respect or acceptance. But because these kura were outstanding examples of having really awesome, inclusive cultures, all the students we spoke to, no matter where they were from, whether they were Māori, Noongar Motu, wherever they were from, they all talked about feeling accepted and included, which was really cool. And they felt that their culture was celebrated at school.
And that was great for the schools that you went to visit. So I'm getting a sense that these were really positive schools. I'm just wondering whether, there have been some kura that have been in the news. I'm just wondering whether or not there were some schools that should have been visited, might have been visited, and you might have got a different type of result from going to those schools that have experienced and publicly experienced bullying.
Without doubt, Claudette, but what we wanted to do was actually learn from those who were doing a really great job of it and share their insights with everybody else. So we deliberately took a constructive, positive focus in the hope that we can share their insights and learnings with everybody else.
You totally understand that. Decile, I think we've ditched deciles now, but was there a decile mix in the kura that you visited?
Yeah, absolutely, a decile mix. when I think about, yeah, they were stretched right across the DSOL system. And one of the other things that came out really strongly was that money helped, but it certainly didn't drive the culture. It was leadership and the extent to which the adults were able to hold their values that made the biggest difference.
And then, of course, if we have these positive markers in the kura around this kind of an issue, then can we also say that attendance is also not so much of an issue for these kura and their tauira?
Yeah, you know what, eh? When kids love going to kura because it's a great place to be, or when kids love going to school, attendance is never an issue. And I mean, it's a funny thing, hey, when we feel good about being somewhere, we look forward to going there, and it's no different for kids at school.